Well, like I said, when I say dead, I mean not moving. You know, I think he's still warm, but definitely not breathing. That I know for sure. How do I know? There isn't that smell now. You know, the what you call it, the halitosis. That's it. Like his teeth were rotting inside there or something. Yeah. I'm using his cell phone because I got no credit on mine. What? I found it in his hands, his wear. What do you think? I killed him for his phone and decided to call 911? Come on. Okay, look, I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting this. I'm just on my way to work. Describe the smell. Well, I wouldn't call it the smell of death, you know? It's just kind of gaggy. Like when a baby pukes up on you, you have to turn your head to get your nose out of the way so you don't puke too. I mean, with babies, it's okay, you know? They can't help themselves, but with grown-ups, you know, it's like a personal space issue. Like, what is it with people with that kind of breath, huh? They invade further into your personal space than anyone else. Or maybe it just seems like that. Well, I guess that's just my way of saying, no, I have not tried to kiss a life thing here. Heimlich maneuver? Okay. But this is clearly not a chicken bone gone down the wrong way kind of thing. Come to think of it, bone would probably have dissolved in the fumes that were coming out of this guy's mouth a minute ago. Hey, you know what I heard once? A 3-inch nail will just disappear if you leave it in a can of Coke? Is that true? I don't know how long you have to leave it in there for. Hey, who tries out this kind of stuff anyway? Last week I was watching people on YouTube and they were throwing pans of boiling water into sub-zero air last week. They'd seen on TV, I guess. Extreme cold instantly turns the hot water into snow. Yeah, but it wasn't cold enough or something, and they just ended up badly scalded. Oh, people hurting themselves by accident. Very popular these days. Hey, maybe that's like what happened here. Someone told this guy he had bad breath. He tried to hold it in too long. That can happen, right? No? Well, who goes around actually telling people with bad breath that they have bad breath anyway, yeah? I've never had the guts. Most people just put up with it. It's like living with someone who snores, yeah? You want them to stop, but you don't want to wake them up. So what do, right? Lie there like an idiot, wishing it away, saying,
Honey, you're snoring again.
Yeah, what good's that gonna do? Yeah, recovery position. I already put him on his side. What? No way. Do I have to do that? Ugh, yuck. Okay, his tongue isn't blocking his airwaves. Hey, how long are you going to be anyway? This guy's dead here. I'm late for work, huh? What do you people do all day? Look, I swear I just found him like this. Well, flat on his back until I... Hey, hang on. Someone else has just stopped by. Lady. Can you talk to 911 here? Yeah. No, it's okay. It's not my phone. It belongs to the guy on the sidewalk here. No, don't worry. I'm sure he's going to be fine. It's just I got to get to work. I'm going to be busted for being late again. Thanks, lady. You are an angel. Hey, 911, look, I got to go, yeah? Let me pass you on to this really nice lady here, okay? Ciao.